Hi Zach, how you doing?
I'm good, yeah. I'm glad to be here. Excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Really excited for this episode. Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Everyday Echoes. Then I have Zach as a guest today, which is a super talented musician. But I call you have like so many talents. He's an evangelist. Like you
I'm
sing,
flattered.
like you play the guitar, that's like so cool.
Yeah.
And just say how much you've achieved in the lifespan, being so young, and I'm like, wow, like, did I waste my teen years? Probably I should have been more serious about the things I was doing, like kids.
Wow.
Too. So, which is good. I'm happy to have you here. So.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Really excited.
Yeah, is this your first time doing something like this?
Yeah, first time on a podcast, definitely. Obviously I do, I've done stuff on social media, but never done really something like the same way as this. But I'm excited.
Yeah, that's so good. What has been the most fun thing you did this week?
This week, I went to Edinburgh on Sunday with my friend because he's looking for a new church in Edinburgh. So we went for the day and we tried out this new church. It was really nice. A lot of kind people there came up, spoke to us. It was a really good experience, and it was good to just spend the day in Edinburgh. I always love going there. It feels like I wouldn't say I prefer it over Glasgow, but it feels a lot more like, I don't know, bougie, if I
So
take
you guys had like so
that's
much
probably
fun
what
at the
I'd
church you
call
went
it.
to.
But
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
it
it
was
was
a really nice
definitely
day.
good.
I love, visiting new places, meeting new
Yeah.
people. So really enjoyed it. Good
Do you see
experience.
yourself as a people person?
Yeah, definitely. I love people. Like, see, if I go a week without seeing anyone or going out, anything like that, like I get like, what is it they call it, like cabin fever.
For real?
That's what I get. So I'm definitely a people person.
Wow, that's amazing, man. What else did you do? Did you spend time with families?
Yeah, this week. So I live with my family. So spend tons of time with them, and then also my grandparents live next door to us, which is
Oh, that's
great.
so amazing.
Get to spend time with them.
Yeah.
So, because of the heat as well, we were doing lots of me and my brothers doing lots of like work around the house, gardening and that kind of stuff,
That's cool.
cutting grass. But
Yeah,
yeah,
that's so good. So how did your passion for like evangelism start?
so I'd say it started probably last year, actually, 2024, getting more serious about my faith. And about Jesus. And I guess how I like to say it, like, I feel like the more I love Jesus, the more I pursue Jesus, the more I want to go spread that to others because it becomes more, important part of my life. And I think it was probably something my sister said actually when she was giving a talk last summer, I think, and she was saying how we should ask God for his heart for others. So I don't know if I've said that the right way, but like, ask God to put in our hearts the same love that he has for others, that love and that desire to see them saved. And that really hit me, and I was like, wow. Like, and I thought about how much God wants to see these people saved, wants to see them in heaven. And that also, inspired me to tell more people about Jesus,
Well, so how's the journey been since then? Like,
Really good. I mean, I'd say like because of like, ministries I've been involved in, I've, done evangelism stuff before. But it never really felt like authentic, I guess. It felt like I was just talking to people and it was getting nowhere. And I was awkward, stumbling with my words, whatever, which is fine. And then
But
I
how did you move past like the discouragement, the stumbling on your words? How did you move past that stage?
I honestly, what I think it was, last summer I was reading the Bible. I was reading, where it says the Great Commission, and it's like, go therefore and make disciples of, the end of I think it's the end of Matthew. And I think what's really interesting is straight after that, it was when Jesus went back up to heaven and he left him with the Holy Spirit. And I think it emphasized to me how important it is for the Holy Spirit to be a part, of our evangelism, because it's a tool that, it's a gift that Jesus gave us. So I prayed and I was like, Holy Spirit, Jesus, give me that passion, give me that fire, that boldness for evangelism. I'm not even kidding. After that prayer, like, I got so much more bolder because I was away at this, this kind of summer camp mission outreach thing, and we're going out every day. And like from that moment, I just felt so bold, and so like courageous to go out and tell people about Jesus. And it was like there was no fear at all, which was like crazy.
That's
Not like that at
amazing,
all.
right? So like from that moment you felt like more bold reaching out to people. So were you able to like influence your other friends, or how did your other friends react when everything like things started shifting in your life?
Yeah, so I mean, I at that time I was homeschooled. I grew up homeschooled, so most of my friends were Christian people that I met, through Christian Christian circles and stuff, most of my friends were like that, and shared the same kind of, you know, passion for Jesus that I had. So I guess just praying together, meeting together, and being more bold as a group, like over the year, especially, you know, my one friend Samuel, you know, we go out and we do stuff, you know, we pray together. And he's been a real encouragement for me, especially for evangelism, really encouraging me to, you know, go farther. But yeah.
What's been like the most challenging, like, person, like, situation you encounter, like, during evangelism, when you, like, went out and you're like, God, ooh, like, what did this person shout on you, spit on you, like, or did they run away from you?
Interesting. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, especially when you're in Glasgow, it's hit or miss. There's some people who are really friendly, some people who are just like, nope, not at all. So you get, you know, hundreds of people just saying, no, I don't want to speak to you, this and that. But I think there was one that kind of stuck out to me. It was at one of the Send nights in Stirling. And we were doing evangelism after. And it was when we were done the evangelism. It was quite a quiet night. I only got to speak to a couple of people because there wasn't much folk out. Quiet night, we were kind of regrouping to kind of debrief it. So everyone that was out, there was maybe like 60 of us. And as we were doing that, these guys came up to us. It was a man and woman. I think they were a couple. And they were asking what was going on, what we were up to. I could tell that they'd been drinking, they'd had a drink. But I just told them, you know, we're Christians, we believe in Jesus, we're spreading, you know, the love of Jesus. And so instantly this guy was kind of like quite, you know, aggressive. He was quite like snappy. He didn't like the idea of Jesus. And I asked him, do you want me to share what the gospel is with you? So he let me do that. And as soon as I, you know, mentioned the name of Jesus, and you know, his victory over death, like this guy like had like a kind of, it's like almost like he snapped and he was like not happy. You could see that he was angry. So I don't know if it was demonic or not, but like he was definitely very against Jesus, and the idea of it. And he was quite like angrily, you know, telling me, you know, your God's not real, this and that. I remember he grabbed my hand and he was like telling me, you know, I have power inside of me that's greater than Jesus, this and that, which is obviously just lies, because, you know, there's nothing greater than the blood of Jesus. And he's grabbing my hand really tightly and he's gripping it and he's like, you know, Jesus is pathetic, he's not a real God, this and that, you know, my power is so much greater, I know you can feel my power, you're scared of me, aren't you? And I was kind of looking at him like, what's going on here? But he was really like aggressive, and he was like saying he was gonna, you know, curse me, and he was gonna kill me, this and that. And in the moment, I guess there was a little bit of me that was afraid, but I knew that the blood of Jesus was greater, and that's what I said to him. I said, the power in me is greater than the power that is in the world, and yeah, I believe
felt
that.
Like a trigger.
Yeah. I knew in my heart that Jesus is so much greater than whatever this guy had going on. But it was definitely a really, you know, interesting interaction, and probably when I think of it. But you know, I prayed for him after, and you know, I really pray that God, you know, heals him and gets him out of that place. But yeah.
Wow, that's like, I felt like you stepped on like a foot, like, so you felt very triggered.
Yeah.
Like just, it's like so amazing. What are the misconceptions you think people have about God? Like misconceptions that people have that deters them from actually following Jesus or being open to Christianity?
Yeah. I think especially in this kind of nation, Scotland and the UK, it's had a lot of Christian past. I think people have a real misconception of church. And whether they've actually been in church and been hurt themselves or things they hear. I feel like people think of church as this place you go every Sunday really religiously, and they think of it as a very judgmental place, which, you know, a lot of churches, I'll admit, a lot of churches are quite judgmental, but that's not what it's meant to be, you know? And so I think every conversation I have with a non-Christian, you know, in school and stuff, it was like, I was always starting by actually telling them, this is not what Jesus is. What you've been represented by these churches or by these people judging you, that's not what Jesus is. So I feel like judgmental, that's what they feel is, when it's really not meant to be.
Well, why is like reaching souls also so close to your heart?
Yeah, that's a deep one. I think coming back to like what my sister said about, you know, God, give me your heart for these people. And after praying that, I feel like almost a heaviness of like, you know, these people are lost, they need Jesus. And so I guess it's a place of love for other people, wanting to see them saved, knowing that what Jesus did in my life transformed me, and I want that for other people, you know?
Yeah. That's amazing. Wow. How did your TikTok journey start?
That's an interesting one. So I think it was, so I started going to school just to do hires, do exams last year, you know, when I was homeschooled before. And I guess I struggled a wee bit to share my faith in school. And, you know, everyone knew I was a Christian, but I struggled a wee bit to share it. And one day, you know, I was with my friend. I just said, you know, I feel like God's calling me to start, you know, doing something, posting, telling people about Jesus. But it was mainly in my heart to reach the people in my school so they'd ask questions and stuff. And so I just started it, and I started, you know, reading like a passage a day that eventually went into like what I did every day. I would read like one chapter of the New Testament and just kind of share about it.
I think there was a story I heard on the Sen that like you met a guy on the bus when he's sharing his testimony, and the Sen that, you met him on the bus, then he said, I've watched your video. Then you saw him reading the Bible, like, like I can't really remember the story.
Yeah, so it was a kid, he was like, he was S1, so he was four years younger than me-ish. But, you know, this 12-year-old boy, you know, I always talk to him every day on the bus, and he saw my TikToks once, I don't even know how, but he saw them and he asked me about them, and, you know, I told him about my faith, what I believe, and he was like, yeah, well, that's interesting, this and that. And the next day I came on the bus and he was reading on the Bible app on his phone, and he told me he'd been reading from John, and I was like, wow. And I was like, would you want a real Bible? And he's like, yeah, be up for it. You know, he didn't say he wanted to become a Christian or anything, but he asked for a Bible. So came in the next day with a Bible, told him the gospel, and I gave him it. And he started reading it on the same day on the bus. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Nice. You know, hope he reads a couple chapters, this and that. And it's the next day that I came on, and I told him to start reading from Matthew, the story of Jesus. And he was already on like Matthew chapter 19 or something like that, like more than halfway through the book. And I was just so encouraged because I was like, you know, he's been that wrapped up in the story of Jesus that he's like sat and read it for probably, you know, over an hour. And that was super encouraging for me, I think.
Do you have like more stories like this in which people have been impacted by your like videos, posts, or you just reaching out to them on the street?
Yeah. I think in school, there's so many stories of, you know, there's obviously, as you would get being outspoken about your faith, you know, it tells us in the Bible, people are going to be against it. So there's a lot of people who made fun of me, like you know, pretty much every day. But there was also a lot of people who would just ask genuine questions. And there was a guy in my school, who said he was a Christian. I don't know what his relationship with Jesus was like. But I don't think he knew any other Christian people or anything. After he told me that, seeing my videos, he was super, super encouraged to be more bold in his faith. And so since then, he's been like way, way passionate about his faith. Like, you know, he's always, I remember he would always, in class and stuff, he'd have like podcast videos of like sermons and stuff going on. And I remember he shot me a message one time and he was just like, Zach, I just want you to know, like, I've been super, super encouraged by what you're doing. And it's really, really helped me with my faith to go deeper. I think that was super encouraging for me because obviously, like, I'm just answering the call Jesus gave me to, you know, be more outspoken on social media, and seeing what Jesus has done with that is like encouraged me even more. And
true, it's like you never even know like the extent of your impact because a lot of people watch the videos and you might never know them. Like this podcast, when I first started, I was like, oh, would listen to my podcast, would download it. Then I realized that God was taking this podcast to the ends of the earth. I could get people listening in Afghanistan. Like I get like Middle East countries listening to the podcast. Wow. Like, they don't know me.
Wow.
They've never heard of me. I've never met them. And at times, like when I get discouraged, like I just meet people on the road of Glasgow and they're like, oh, you're the podcast guy.
No.
Wow. Yeah. So it's just like, okay, just keep at it because you never really even know the change you're making because people might be too shy to come out and say, oh, like I listen to your podcast, this and that, but it's actually causing true transformation in the life of people. So I think consistency and impact really brings about our true legacy in life. Yeah. It's like so good, man. Yeah. It's so good. And you being so young and being able to influence other kids to also do these things. Like, it's really motivating, because sometimes people don't even have a picture of who they want to be.
Yeah.
But they can look at Zach and they're like, oh, Zach is doing this, I can try it out. Mm. And like, many more people could also start doing things like this, going on streets, doing videos on TikTok or YouTube or like anything that could just reach out to the lost and get people saved.
Yeah, 100%. I think even for Christian people who are already Christian, you know, there's some people in my school who told me that they were encouraged, that I was able to, through the, you know, the power and the confidence of the Holy Spirit, share my faith in school. And they were encouraged by that. Like, I remember one of my friends said that before I joined, you know, there was, before I joined, there was pretty much no chat about God or anything like that. But after I came, like, because literally everyone, like, every day in the halls of school, like walking to classes and stuff, someone recognized me, say, oh, I know you from TikTok. So now I watch your videos. So it was like everyone knew it. Everybody would talk to me about it every day. And so even my Christian friends at school would say, like, you know, like, it's really made an impact. Like, people are asking about stuff now when they never have before, and it's like on their minds now, which I find super encouraging as well, that I'm able to encourage other Christians to be more outspoken as well, which, you know, praise God.
Yeah, which is good. Tell me about your fundraising.
I, you know, I lead worship, as you said. And that's a real passion of mine, something that I feel God placed in my heart. And so something I feel called to do is like what's called a DTS. So it's a discipleship training school with a ministry called Circuit Riders. And basically what it is, it's a 6-month like intensive course. And the first 3 months is like teaching on, you know, evangelism, worship, you know, just growing in my relationship with God. And then after that, you have a 3 months where you do an outreach. So you go around like Europe and America, there's different teams that go, and they basically just share Jesus to people, and, you know, put on these events to encourage not only Christians to go and share the gospel, but also to reach people who aren't Christian and tell them the gospel and who Jesus is. So that's something I feel called into to do next year. But I need to raise £10,000 for, I think that's like probably everything I'll need for like accommodation, flights, travel, tuition, food, all that kind of stuff. So I'm doing different fundraising stuff. I've got, you know, I think my first fundraising thing is going to be a worship night that I'm doing in Glasgow on the 16th of August. It's Saturday evening, 7 o'clock. And I'm going to have, you know, just an evening of worship, just me and the guitar, my friend at Cajon, another friend singing as well. And we'll just worship. And I've suggested like a £5 donation, but, you know, if people can't pay that, like, I'd still love them to come. But I'm super excited to see, you know, what other fundraising stuff I'm able to do. And, you know, just gather people, and that'll be.
Do you have like other activities lined up, like you plan to do?
So I plan to do, I mean, everyone does, like, everyone loves a Kaylee. So I plan to do a Kaylee, hopefully. And I don't know, I've not really thought about what else. Someone suggested karaoke night. Someone suggested quiz night. Someone suggested a, like, my friends suggested like an auction thing almost. So like people would, like, I can't even remember how we described it. It was like people would come in and be like, okay, I will clean your dishes or something like that. And then all the people would auction it off, and they'd say, I'll pay you £2 to clean the dishes, whatever. And someone else would say £5, someone else would say £8. And then it's like sold. And so this person will go and clean their dishes. That's just the example I've gone with. And then the money would go to the fundraiser. I think that's what he suggested. So I don't know. Lots of different stuff I could do. But hopefully,
I'm sure like all these things would like really bring in the money. And more so like God would provide.
That's what I believe. I've heard so many stories of God providing for people, like, you know, in ministry.
Supernatural stories, like, of God's provision. God truly provides.
Like,
really. What would you say to like someone listening to this podcast, whether they're too young and who feel like they're too young, too shy, or too unqualified to share their faith?
I would say it doesn't have to look huge. It doesn't have to look like posting on social media every day. It doesn't have to look like, you know, making videos. It doesn't have to look like going on the street and telling random people about Jesus. It starts with the people, you know. It starts with your family, with your friends, just having conversations. Ask them, what do you think about God? And I guarantee you, the way you're building that up in your head, like being like, oh, you know, they're going to judge me, they're going to think this, they're going to think that. You know, we were just talking before about how, you know, all these thoughts build up in your head, but then the moment you actually step out and share with people your faith, it's such a different, you know, reaction than you'd expect most of the time. And people are genuinely interested. People want to know Jesus. They're hungry for it. And it starts with us. You know, it starts with our homes, our families, our friends. So I'd say it starts small. And whatever you feel Jesus called you into, whatever Jesus has called you into, you know, he'll make a way for it to happen. He'll give you that confidence. He'll give you whatever, you know.
That's cool. Well, then what's your prayer for this generation?
My prayer is that Jesus will rise up. More evangelists, more people willing to share their faith, you're willing to go farther and, yeah, spread the gospel to, like, the ends of the earth. Oh, that's what my prayer is.
It's amazing, man. Yeah, it's been a good conversation with you, Zach. Yeah. Like, very good. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, like, really good experience.
Stuff. Yeah, very it's good. Really Thank good, you for yeah. coming on, man.
Of course.
Yeah, wishing you the best in, like, in the DTS program. I'm sure you're going to get gold, and God is going to, like, provide so much more than you require for this.
I'm believing it.
Yeah. Definitely, I'll be praying for you. Cheers.
Amen. God bless.
Yeah.